from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Willie Mays, man.
Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. Willie Mays passed at 93 years old yesterday. A fixture in the San Francisco Giants organization, one of the greatest players of all time. You can just kind of run down the litany of all his accomplishments. Here's one that's dumb thing. When I think of Willie Mays, you know what I think of?
I'm trying to guess.
But well, you can't.
All right.
I think of the phrase, oh, Maddie.
And that is?
Oh, Maddie. And the reason I think of, oh, Maddie, is because, I mean, if you've listened to this show, you know that my mom is a family friend of Rocky Colavito, who played in Willie Mays' era. He didn't. Thank you. We can always smile on a day like today. There's nothing against that.
Celebration.
Nothing wrong with that. Obviously, Rocky Colavito played in the American League and Willie primarily in the National, but they played in the All-Star game against each other. And whenever I would ask, and I still can, ask Rocky Colavito, hey, take Rock, how good was Willie Mays? He would always start out, oh, Maddie. Oh, Maddie. He was the best. Oh, Maddie. He was the fastest player in baseball. Oh, Maddie. Mm. Unbelievable. Oh, Maddie. He was the best player I've ever played against or seen play. Oh, Maddie. So that's what I always think of when I think of Willie Mays. I think of a great like Rocky Colavito talking about him. And in a way, without giving away, you know, without getting into detail about him, you kind of just realize, wow, he must have been above everybody else in terms of stature. And it feels like that's essentially what we're talking about, Goo, is a man whose stature was greater than the game itself.
Yeah, and you know what, Stoney, when you look at his numbers and Willie Mays, the icon on the field, those speak for themselves. But I'm telling you, we had John Shea on last year talking about the doc, the Say Hey Kid. Every video, everything that I'm watching here, NBC Sports Bay Area did a great job running all these great interviews with Willie Mays, Stoney, and the one constant I take away is he was the same in every interview. He treated regardless what your position was, He treated everybody the same, and that is what I call a real one. Like, where did you get that from? And I'm watching Willie Mays talk about his upbringing. Stoney, his mom and dad broke up early, and his two aunties raised him. But Pops was still in his life, and he'd go to work, and he'd come home. Willie Mays, 5, 6, 7 years old. You know what they go do, Stoney? Pops would take him to the ballpark and teach him about every position. And that's when I tell you about I failed as a father, would put myself in this with Daryl and Donovan. They played the game, but they didn't love it. Willie's dad passed the love of baseball down. I believe they called his dad Cat. He passed the love of baseball down to Willie, to where Steiny, he never got a big head. His teammates loved him. He was the captain. But even when he retired, he was always at the yard because L-O-V-E. He loved the game of baseball.
Yeah, whatever they call a baseball player who's a gym rat, that's what Willie Mays was. This from the 925 on the Xfinity mobile text line. And when we're sharing thoughts and the impact Willie Mays had. 888-957-9570. You can hit the Xfinity mobile text line or actually talk on the phone and tell us about his impact. But it said, 925 says, on a day and week like today with Juneteenth as the celebration of the end of slavery, the impact of the Negro Leagues with the game in Brickwood.
Rickwood.
I'm just reading this and I shouldn't have read it until I proofread it first. In discrimination and the impact on the African-American community in Birmingham and the state of Alabama, Willie's passing truly transcends the meaning of legends and iconic, the love of the purity of life. Having a longstanding, true living legend, the impact of these passings just brings to light how tremendous these amazing human beings created the foundation of athletic competition. RIP to a man that is a founding father of baseball, but mostly a genuine joy. Sorry if I messed that up, but I'm trying to play it as it goes here. Let's go to Daniel. Daniel's in Southern Cal. What's up, Daniel? How you doing? Hey, Daniel.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi. My name's Daniel. Sorry about that.
That's all right. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm just calling from Anaheim just to say my respects to Willie Mays. I understand, you know, being younger, I don't think there's a lot of people out there, especially, you know, in the African-American community and the minority community like I am, or just young kids in general, that we don't take Willie for granted, but I don't think a lot understand, you know, the impact a player like this had on the field, not just on the field, but off the field. And if you look at him, too, aside from that, he's one of the best, you know, like, just look at his record. Hall of Famer, 2-time national MVP, 12 gold gloves, yep. 1954 World Series champion, four World Series appearances, 660 home runs, 301 batting average, 3,000 plus hits, 2,000 All-Star, 2-time All-Star Game MVP. And when you look at him, you could say, he's not just one of the best, but probably one of the best who ever lived. And you just can't, even by today's standards, you don't have players like that. And in my opinion, he represented everything that's great, not just about the country, but like the sport. And he serves such a great example to like all our young, all the next generation. And we're not going to have other people like that. And we just shouldn't take it for granted. And
Daniel, how old are you?
I'm 34.
It's pretty impressive.
But I also do projections, and I call myself the Billy Bean of Anaheim, because last season I beat every expert with my preseason picks. More teams on my preseason picks made postseason versus every expert on MLB. ESPN, okay. MLB on Fox, Ben Verlander.
All right, before we let you go, are the Giants going to make the playoffs this year?
I had them on my top 12 because of all the moves they made. They made all the smart moves I would have made, which I used a war ratio.
Gotcha. All right, thanks, Daniel.
Look at my guy. Trying to get hired. Nah, but he said some good stuff, and he knows his history, man. I'll tell you what, Stoney, what do you think of when I say another baseball player's name, Reggie Jackson?
What I think about Reggie Jackson, one of my – He was one of my childhood heroes.
So would it be safe to say he's seen a lot of talented, badass baseball players?
Yeah,
he said Willie Mays was the most spectacular baseball player he's ever laid eyes on. And I'll just let that, I'll leave that there. But, I mean, now you think about it, and I got to be careful. I know what we do on Jackie Robinson Day, and we know what he meant. But, man, I do wonder if Major League Baseball, you tell me if I'm doing a little too much, Stani, but what do they do league-wide with number 24?
Now you got to put it on every uniform. Here's the thing.
I'm being serious. I had just a thought.
I'm certainly not kidding. I mean, Willie Mays. I don't know if they'll do it, but if somebody said they'll retire 24 forever, I wouldn't be shocked. Mm. I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not saying they should do it or not, but Willie Mays was.
He was baseball, man. He was an ambassador.
I mean. He was as great of an athlete in his era or player in his sport as Michael Jordan was in basketball. But there was just so much more about Willie Mays that I think impacted people who weren't just sports fans. But Willie Mays, for whatever reason, was the player on the other team that for some reason you didn't hate.
Mm.
You didn't hate Willie Mays. Nobody didn't like him.
Yeah.
You didn't want him to beat you, but he was loved by all fans. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the passing of Willie Mays, 93 years old, one of the greatest baseball players of all time.
Man.
And Pete Rose was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday. And we're going to get to some of this sound right now because there are a lot of people better than Goo and I who can talk about Willie Mays and what he was like. Here is Pete Rose on Willie Mays' competitiveness.
You know, I was the opposition, and he was real friendly to me. And I know he wanted to kick my ass when the game started. That's the way Willie was. He wanted to win the game. And when I got to play with him at the All-Star game, before the game, and when the president of the league would have a meeting about how important the game was, Willie'd always have a few things to say to the players, like he was assistant manager. I mean, that's how much he believed in the National League, and that's how much he believed in winning the game. So Willie will live in my memory forever.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.